Good morning. I'm so glad y'all are here today. I know y'all have got a lot going on with social club week, work, and class and all that, so I'm glad that y'all chose to be here today and not because you have a spiritual life credit to get. I know y'all are tired and stressed and happy and sad and all the things, and that's great. You know, the cool thing about emotions is you can feel all the things. You don't have to just choose one thing or the other. Today I want to talk with you about showing up for each other and loving each other well. Tim Miller actually touched on this a few weeks ago, and I want to reiterate that because I feel like it is so important. The clip we just watched was of Bob Goff, and if y'all are not familiar with him, y'all really need to follow him on socials. He's hilarious, full of joy, and just an all-around precious person. He's a New York Times best-selling author and a life coach, all the things. And he actually wrote a book called Love Does. And a little bit it talks about love is not a feeling, it's an action. And so how can we show up for our people and show love to them in our everyday lives? And he does this so well. He loves like Jesus does. No checklists, no conditions, just shows up and loves his people. He has this story that he tells. If you saw in the video, he wears a Boston Red Sox hat, and he's not a Boston Red Sox fan at all, but he had a neighbor who was dying, and she was a diehard Red Sox fan, and he told her, you know what, I'll make a deal with you. I will wear your Red Sox hat for the rest of my life on one condition. When you're in heaven, and every time Jesus walks by, you tell him about me, or you say my name. And she's like, okay, Bob. And this was years ago, and he still wears this hat every single day. And that just, it kills me every time. It's just a testament. You know, it's not for the rest of her life, it was the rest of his life. So, okay, a little bit of audience participation here. Show of hands, how many of y'all have walked by, asked someone, hey, how are you doing? But didn't really care to know the answer, you're just being polite and walking by, right? Okay, so how many of y'all have been on the receiving end of that question and said, oh, I'm good, thanks, and didn't really feel good? Just things kind of sucks right now, right? I'm guilty of both of those things. You know, we get in a hurry, we're just trying to get on to the next thing. Well, society and the media right now paint a pretty bleak picture of the world right now. But if we engage with the people around us, I believe we'll see a different scenario. I encourage you all to be present with those around you and genuinely get to know the people in your lives. Visit with a variety of people. There are people who are different than you, who have had different walks of life than you. Get to know them, know their story, and ask their fears, ask their struggles. Get on, you know, their level. We live and learn from being present with one another, and we all have value and worth to give. We all have an opportunity to have a positive impact in this world. Last year, my husband died unexpectedly, and within that same year, my family and inner circle experienced death, tragedy, all the things, and it was just tough, a tough, tough year. My best friend, JC, who is everything, began asking me, how's your heart today? And this became a normal check-in with us over the last year and a half, and we still do it every now and then. But it is a genuine invitation for us to unpack whatever is going on in our life in the moment. An invitation to be vulnerable, to unpack the messy, the good, all the things. Hold nothing back. I feel like we can get into this routine where we want to tone it down. We don't want to be too much. We don't want to share all the things because we don't want to be too much for our people. And so by doing that, we barely scratch the surface of what's going on. I also listened to the Dr. John Deloney podcast, and I would encourage y'all to listen to that too. He's a really cool guy. He was actually the assistant dean of students when I was a student here a few years ago, and he's now holds multiple PhDs, has a New York Times bestselling author, life coach, speaker, all that. In his podcast, he talks about marriage, relationships, mental health, all the things. And one of the big questions he tells people to ask in their relationships, and this can be romantic, family, whatever, but showing up to them and say, how can I best love you today? Or how can I best show up to support you today? So my challenge to you is, what if we change the narrative? Instead of allowing society and the media to put us in these stereotypical boxes and tell us who we are, we engage and love each other for the wonderfully weird and messy humans that we are. What if, instead of scratching the surface, we show up in each other's lives and ask, how is your heart today? How can I best love you today? And y'all, if y'all hear nothing else from this message today, hear this. You are all made in the image of God, every single one of you. No exceptions. You know, Jesus meets us where we are every day. No conditions, nothing to earn, just love. So go out and love your people today. You're dismissed.